All right, this first post reads, trying to grow romaine, so I planted a butt. Why are the new leaves turning brown?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is the first time a post has stumped nosy neighbors.
I don't know about romaine, the guidelines for growing romaine. What I do know, though, is that...
You do know about butt.
I know about butt. But what I do know about romaine, that's a great sounding human name.
I want to say there is a guy that I knew who was a comic named Romaine, but yeah. I might be making that up.
What's some other vegetables that could be good human names?
I fucks with cucumber.
Cucumber?
Cucumber Jenkins.
It sounds very vegetable.
I'm probably going to look at you and be like, he's named after a cucumber, mm-hmm. which means he laying it down.
Oh, damn. We took it there. We took it there. He said, say less. He 4'11", but his name's Cucumber.
Cucumber, so.
I know he back it. This is Nosy Neighbors. I'm Chinadu Naka.
And I'm Candace Thompson.
And we'll be breaking down the most absurd neighborhood posts we can find on the Citizen and Next Door apps.
But we don't just check the Citizen and Next Door apps, do we, Chinadu?
No, we do not. Where else do we check, Candace?
We check shoe polish.
Mm-hmm. We check behind...
those fumes.
Shoe logos.
Like a Nike sign. Guess what's behind there? A post. And ironically, I saw a post about Adidas behind a Nike. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah. Mine was a treasure map.
Did it lead to just more shoes? More Nikes?
Only a 50% gift card. I'm like, well, this ain't treasure at all.
50%.
That's it. 15.
15%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a gift card.
At all.
No, that's not worth the gas.
It's not.
It's even worse when it's an inexpensive purchase to begin with.
Yeah.
Like when someone gives you a 15% off to Starbucks, mm-hmm. and you're like, how much do you think I'm spending at Starbucks
exactly.
that this 15%?
The total is $4.20, and with a discount, you're now paying...
$4.13.
$4.13. The big smile on her face. Thanks. I'll take it out your tip.
Thanks.
Disclaimer. This podcast features our thoughts and opinions on interesting stories from the internet to your neighborhoods.
All riffs are for comedic purposes only.
Do not try this at home.
We had to tell them.
We had to tell them.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking. Because boring is steady, pragmatic, responsible. You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for red carpets, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money, so you can be happily fulfilled with your life. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Do you have a green thumb at all? Have you ever tried to grow any? Do you have any plants? The plants in your apartment are fake, aren't they?
No, and I take offense.
They were fake. When I last was at your apartment, I remember specifically asking if there was one.
Plant.
I think it was
That's
a fake
true.
Snake plant.
It was fake, but it was very green.
If you made a green fake plant turn brown, I'd have questions.
Right.
I'd be impressed at the same
My
time,
fake
but
plant
I'd have
died.
Questions. Like, what did you...
Like, how bad was... Well, we left a lot of... We was cooking meth in the other room.
You don't want to know. But you're not interested in real plants?
No, I do have a real... Well, I moved.
You did move.
Yeah, my place now has a couple of real plants in there. We have a lemon tree.
In the backyard?
I got a lemon tree in the backyard, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, that's an upgrade.
A lemon's a good name, too. Like lemon.
Lemon. Lemon.
Lemon or limon.
What about kumquat?
Okay.
Chin is like, pass on that. I'm not trusting any man named kumquat.
Hey, I'm here to do your electricity. What's your name?
Kumquat.
Oh, yeah.
You can call
me
Cum for short.
Okay, Mr. Cum. Yeah, actually, the electricity is working just fine. I'm in the dark.
All right, let's jump into this first segment. This is where Chinadu and I like to break down what's going on in our own neighborhoods.
Yeah, because we're neighbors too.
We are neighbors. We don't necessarily look like neighbors.
Yeah,
but
we don't live in a studio.
Yeah. I mean, and we're not neighbors to ourselves. We don't live.
We're neighbors to the world.
We're neighbors just in general, in the general sense.
So what's going on in your neighborhood, kid?
All right. So somebody posted, it's weird. It's a meme, I guess. And it says, I'm retired. I was tired yesterday and I'm tired again today.
He says, I'm retired.
Get it?
Yeah, I do get it. He's retired.
He's retired.
But I've been retired for a long time, too.
Me, too. I'm retired every day. But what concerned me was the caption underneath it says, counting down my days. Dot, dot, dot.
I know the dramatic dots can cause a lot of anxiety. I hate texting people that use dramatic dots.
You think they're being overly dramatic?
Well, the dramatic dots make me feel like you're very angry. Like if I say, hey, Candace, where are you? Are you still coming? And you put yes, dot, dot, dot. I'm like, oh, my God. What did I say?
Well, I wouldn't even use dots in that circumstance.
Well, some people do.
Some people do. Some idiots. This concerns me because this person, from their post, the I'm retired, I was tired yesterday and I'm tired again today. And then they write, counting down my days, dot, dot, dot. All I know is this person is tired, mm-hmm. and they've expressed that they're tired continuously, chronically tired. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I might need to check on this person.
Well, do it.
She's in my neighborhood. I guess I could.
Pull up.
I'm like, you good? Just stand outside the window.
She's like, I'm tired. Not read the post. Shut up.
I'm too tired to commit suicide, Candace. I'm good.
I don't think it's that dark. She's just counting down her days.
To what? What is she counting down to, Chinadu?
To when she could be officially retired in real life, you know?
I don't know.
Or maybe that's never going to happen for her. And now the only retirement she has is heaven. And she's just counting down.
That's what I'm saying.
It's okay to count. That don't mean she's rushing it. We're all counting. Everybody count their birthdays. Happy birthday, almost dead. Happy birthday, almost dead. Happy birthday, almost dead. We're all doing it. Happy birthday, almost dead.
Yay!
What you wish for? That it speed up.
One more year.
One more year.
All right, what'd you have this week?
This young lady wrote, neighbors, please, please wear reflective gear when you go walking. If you go out at 4, by the time you get home, it is dark and no one can see you. I can't tell you how many people suddenly pop out of nowhere when walking or crossing the street. Black clothing is our daily wear so much that we don't think about it and forget we are darkly dressed when we go out walking. But after 4 p.m., we are at risk. A colleague and her dog were hit and landed in the hospital respectively. I just want us to be aware and safe.
I was like, they were hit respectfully?
Yeah, I hit somebody respectfully. It was a tap. It was an accident.
That was a love tap.
But, you know, the reason this post caught my eye, because, you know, as comics, we're coming home late at night sometimes. We're often driving at nighttime. And I'll see people jaywalking in like an all-black tracksuit or black T-shirt, black hoodie.
Dressed in stripes matching the crosswalk.
Yes, literally.
Black and white, you know, stripes.
In addition to that, a lot of people are texting and driving more than ever.
Yeah.
A lot of people are, you know, a little tipsy, a little high when they're driving. And it's just very risky today more than ever to me to be jaywalking like that, dressed in all black, you know?
I agree. That's why I wear sequins.
You wear sequins? Is that a dress?
Sequins, just a jumpsuit whenever I go out after 5 o'clock.
Yeah. I think everybody, like me personally, I carry a Michael Jackson glove.
For the hand, the one hand.
Mm-hmm. And so at the very least, you see a floating Michael Jackson hand. And that'll get your attention. Like, oh my God, there's a whole person there.
Do you also moonwalk? You have to, if you're wearing the glove, you got to commit.
You got to moonwalk across the street. And I also do the...
Grab the crotch?
Yeah, I grab the crotch with the sequins hand. You know, they're like, oh my God, there's a magic Michael Jackson hand grabbing an invisible crotch. At the very least, you'll slow down. You know?
Slow down just to yell, get the fuck out of the road, asshole!
They'll be like, go Michael, go Michael, go Michael. Next up, is Neighborhood Watch, where we boogie into the apps to find the best local stories. Now, Candace, let me ask you a question. How do we boogie into these apps?
Boogie, oogie, oogie.
We tootsie roll into the apps.
We stanky leg into the apps.
Oh, yeah, man. We do the butterfly into the apps.
We running man into the apps.
We, what's the guy when he lays on the floor and does the worm into the apps?
Oh, yeah, the worm. Mm-hmm. We Roger Rabbit into the apps.
We robot into the apps.
One time I Dougie into the apps.
Be boxed into the apps. How do we get these posts? The host with the most posts. Woo! We rap battle to the apps. You get the point. All right, Candace.
Yeah, they get it.
This first post reads, Maryland homeowners burned down a $1.8 million house trying to get rid of snakes. What started as an attempt to get rid of household pests ended with a $1 million home going up in flames.
The homeowners who were trying to smoke out the snakes started the fire when coals got too close to combustible materials.
No one was injured in the fire, officials said, but the status of the snakes is unknown.
The fire officials also recommend if you have a snake infestation in your home to call a professional and not to try to take matters into your own hands.
Woo, that's rough, because insurance plans don't cover dumbass.
Yeah, they don't. You would think that that's common sense to not try to smoke snakes out of your house, but apparently an announcement needed to be made.
Yeah. Well, sad, I'm pretty sure they would ask the snakes nicely. They would be like, all right, we'll leave.
I don't think you've ever dealt with snakes. Snakes can get comfortable.
They like music. You could have just played a flute them out the house.
But you got to play the right kind of flute music. Oh, if yeah, you play the kind that attracts them, they're going to gonna chill. They're going to be like, oh, this is my jam.
Yeah, you got to play some shit they hate to listen to.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine snakes probably hate Lil Jon.
And Macklemore.
Yeah. Just got a Macklemore they ass out the house before he results to fire. There's a lot of other options.
Anybody that fast raps like that, yeah. I feel like snakes don't like that. Because snakes are chill.
Oh, yeah, snakes are chill.
They're like, what are you doing?
As long as you ain't tripping, we ain't tripping. They're like, you smell that? Smell like something burning. Oh my God, these people burned down their house to get rid of us? That's how unnecessary. I really feel actually bad for these people.
I feel bad for them, but at the same time, that was a choice you made.
You made that was a choice. And insurance don't cover choices.
Yeah. And here's the thing is that it's homeowners.
Right.
So that's at least two people came to the conclusion that this was a good idea.
So what's your pitch? All right, hear me out.
They're like, okay.
So we have...
small problem.
We have a small problem.
There are snakes
under our home. Okay, I'm with you.
They're not paying rent, so we got to get them out.
They got to go. Now, we could do something responsible like calling the snake.
Pest control.
But no. What I suggest...
Yes?
...is that we get fire and matches, and we light the ground on fire. What would the ground fire do, actually? That's a great question. I'm glad you asked. It will chase out the snakes, and then they'll leave.
I don't see how anything could possibly go wrong with that.
Yeah, because I went through all the scenarios.
Yeah.
Of setting the foundation of my home on fire.
Yeah.
Seems safe. How's tomorrow?
This next post reads, person struck by evil. This happened 0.6 miles away from Nicolet Avenue.
The devil is alive and well.
We already knew this.
We already knew.
But now it's confirmed.
Now it's confirmed.
Fully confirmed.
That evil is out here.
Person struck by evil.
You ever been struck by evil?
How much time you got?
Well, it was one of the more prominent times you got struck by evil.
Well, evil is, I think, subjective, right? Some might say evil is when you want to do something mean to somebody, right?
Oh, yeah. Anger.
You want to hit somebody or fight somebody.
Hatred, revenge, selfishness.
Even just wanting to go out and get, like, turnt at the club to some is being
Tuesday
considered.
Night.
Yeah, it's considered evil.
That's an evil-ass plan.
So that whole list, I'm guilty of all those.
Facts.
All of them.
Yeah, evil be striking a lot of motherfuckers out here, if you ask me. It's not that you can avoid the evil, right? You can't avoid
it. You can. It's going to surface at
some point. It's going to strike you.
How are you going to handle it
when it does strike? Okay?
That's what matters.
Okay? That's what matters. Because when some people get struck by evil, Ooh. Oh, it knocks them down.
Ooh.
But when others get struck by evil, they could withstand the hit and continue on their path of righteousness. Hit me with some church music, Chilleli. Okay, because when the evil strikes and you're not prepared with the goodness in your heart, that evil can knock you down into a situation.
Overcome
you. So you must plan yourself firm.
In the graciousness of God.
In the concrete of goodness. So when the evil strikes,
and it will,
you can hike over it to see the light.
Like Runyon Canyon.
That's right. This has been a message from Nosy Neighbors. Yeah, pass the plate around so everybody put a little extra. Matter of fact, Candace, what's your Venmo?
Give us some of them collections. That's some of them tithes. Mm-hmm.
Just title it Nosy Neighbor Sermon so I know where the money came from. This next post reads, a Colorado bear tears up a car after getting trapped inside. Enticed by a case of beer on the back seat, the bear ended up inside the car for at least an hour.
It reportedly got into the unlocked car and couldn't figure out how to escape. So it shredded part of a door and the ceiling of the car, but managed to only slightly bang up the beer cans.
He was just doing what they do, which is just kind of pinballing around in there, trying to figure his way out. District Wildlife Manager Casey Westbrook said after authorities managed to safely remove him.
They also advised locking your car and not leaving food or drinks inside due to nearly 500 car break-ins by bears between 2019 and 2020 in the state of Colorado.
500?
500 car break-ins.
By bears.
In 1 year.
Wow.
In Colorado.
Colorado, that's not safe at all.
I mean, I respected bears. I always respected bears, and I've always had a fondness for them, but mm-hmm. I just find it curious that he could get in but couldn't get out.
Right. Bears got ass.
Oh, and you think he got wedged in there?
Yeah, it's hard to turn around in the car.
Oh, I could see that. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
I think he got wedged. And I see some of these bear videos, Candace. How do you think these bears actually breaking in? You'd be surprised.
For this one in particular, I don't know why, but I pictured him very formal. I pictured him opening the door.
And they are. Literally, this is not a teeth thing.
This is why I said, look, I've always respected bears, and this made me think a little bit less of them because he didn't know how to get out. And I hadn't thought of your theory of him getting wedged in there.
Yeah, it was a two-seater. He didn't know that.
Yeah, but what we need to be concerned about now is, I think, with alcoholism in the bear community, because apparently they're breaking in for snacks and beer.
They've been drunks for a while now.
And I blame humans, because we come into their territory, mm-hmm. right? Because it'll be fun to get wasted when we go camping.
And then we leave it over. And then the little sip left over in the can,
and next
a bear
you know,
tasted it, and then next you know they all...
They're addicts.
They're addicts. They needed more.
I need it every day now.
I gotta have it, man.
I feel like the different types of bears would like different types of beers.
Yeah.
Like brown bears would like, let's say, for example, Heineken.
Don't say Corona. I was about to say that's racist.
Oh, no, those are the black bears.
Don't say it. Don't you dare. Black bears hate beer. Don't worry, pass me that.
black bears had...
Show ass up, Candace.
They had Alizé.
Classy ass black bears in a club with Ciroc. Yeah, these black bears. Yeah, you gotta watch out for these bears, though.
You're
yeah, they
so
really
stupid.
Are.
Stupid.
They're drunks, man. And or the bear could got trapped because another bear, like, was playing a prank on him and, like, closed the door after he went in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, ran away laughing and shit.
Lured him in there and then just
pissed,
slammed the door.
Just biting the ceiling off. I'm gonna fuck you up, Cletus. You always doing this shit. And you know what's funny? I'm glad I did a little research on this to actually see the videos, because at first I was like, oh my God, are bears evolving? Because that was a scary thought. I thought these were like some...
They are evolving if they're alcoholics.
You know, mechanic bear breed.
Next thing you know, he's driving the car. Yeah. He's hot wiring the car and he's driving it.
Could you imagine going to your next mechanic?
It's
a bear
it's
come
a bear?
By from under the car?
It's your carburetor.
Yeah, it's your
busted.
Carburetor. Then yeah, well, we have to rotate the tires. So what's the total, bear?
It'll be $11,000.
Yeah, I ain't got the... All right, here, take
all
it.
All right, here.
Yeah, cash or credit? Yeah, we don't take cash here.
Can I pay you in beer?
Meet me out back.
Who told you?
What you talking about? How much? Michelob Black? You know it. All right. Yeah, man. So yeah, shout out to all the bears that listen to our podcast. Hope you get help. The help you need.
Man, oh man, that segment was so fun. Chinadu, I hope you had a good time.
We're the only podcast talking about beer alcoholism.
We're the only people bringing it to light.
Bringing it to the forefront, man.
So remember that next time. And make sure you spread the word.
Spread the word. Candace, how often do we do this, though?
We do this every week.
Every single week, Candace?
Every week.
Every week.
Okay, well, we take some time off.
Some every now and
we
then.
We go on hiatus.
So if you guys are enjoying yourself, man, well, you know, keep coming back. Candace, where can they find you?
You can find me at Jokes by Candace and Chinadu.
Yeah, make sure you drop off those posts in their bio. You can find me at Chinadu Unaka. That's Chin, E-D-U-U-N-A-K-A. I'm on Instagram, the TikTok, and on Twitter at Chinadu Comedy.
Yep, keep sending us those posts.
Keep sending us those posts. We're getting them.
Appreciate it.
And we're loving them. Candace.
Yes.
It's that time again.
I love it.
I love this time. This is when me and Candace Thompson gets to bring on a really good friend of ours to be a special guest and partake in the silliness with their own neighborhood story. And today's guest...
So excited.
...is so excited to have this man on. One of the funny comedians we know. Me and Candace have known Rob for a very long time. One of Atlanta's own. You have seen him on Sneak This, on BR Kicks. Also, make sure you download his hilarious comedy album, Hazelpedia. Put your hands together for our guy, Rob Hayes. Yeah, what up, Rob?
Yay, yay.
You really have to put their hands together for a podcast.
Yes. Oh, they do it every time. Yep. I demand it.
Yep.
We went over the rules in the first episode.
You didn't hear them?
Turn it up. So what story are you going to share with us?
Okay, when I lived in New York, I had a neighbor that played music outside my door. Like, basically, I lived on the first floor. My room was by the window. The window was by the street. There was a van. The back of the van was all speakers. And my neighbor would play the same CD every day. Like, the same tracks.
The same to same 10 tracks?
Day. Yeah. And it would shake my room. It would shake my room. One of the songs he would play was It's Going Down by Young Jock. This is in 2018. That song came on in 2005.
It's way past. This song has expired.
Yeah.
Now, wait. So you said the whole CD. So is this a mix of songs or this one album? This is just a Young Jock album.
It's a mix of songs.
At least it's a mix.
Tell you, none of the songs are new.
It's going down.
Every day.
Every day.
I appreciated it if it was like sparse, like every now and then he busts it out. But just the fact that like every day I can't even appreciate the song anymore.
Damn.
Because it would just be playing.
Yeah. It's like you're living in a mall.
It's worse than a mall.
Yeah, well, like what time would it start? Would the noise start?
It would just be whenever he wasn't working. Mm. So it would just be like in the afternoon. But then sometimes it would be on like Saturday. It would just be all like that's how I knew it was a CD. Because Saturday it would just repeat. You know, I don't like being a gentrifier. I would like to act like someone who is of the culture, but it got to be so ridiculous that I did file a police report. And in the police report, I told them, hey, you don't have to turn the music down. You just have to get more music.
That's a compromise.
If you could not play as much Young Jock, I would greatly appreciate it.
There are so many artists to pick from.
Right.
There's the catalog.
You gave this man options. Like, you don't got to move.
No.
You don't got to turn off the music.
Don't turn the volume down. You don't even have to move your hand to turn the volume down.
Just
switch it up.
Every now and then.
The police came to my building and turns out the guy that's been playing the music is the landlord.
Oh.
So that was really just to let y'all know that he owns the place. It was a power move.
It was.
And so, yeah, so there was nothing I could do about it. I just had to get up out of there.
Is that the reason why you moved?
That is the last place I was in before I moved to L.A.
So you just left the state.
The state. He's like, this is
yeah. Young Jocked you
the
out of New York.
Which is crazy because I'm from Young Jockland. USA. Like, I'm from Atlanta. Like, right. Like, that's where, you know, but I couldn't take it no more.
Damn. Now, when you moved in, the landlord didn't tell you? Like, that's a part of the deal? Like, by the way, the reason the rent is so low
is because you're going to hear Young Jacks
every day
on loop.
When we picked our rooms, I thought I had, like, got over because I had the big room by the window. So I thought, okay, I made out. But, like, I guess my roommate knew that the music was coming. So then they rooms was in the back.
Yeah, they was like, yeah, no, you can have the room with the sunroof and the spa.
Mm-hmm.
They knew.
We'll chill in this closet over here, if you don't mind. Oh, yeah, Rappler, yeah, that sounds great. Man, that's all bad. Well, we're happy you found greener pastures, quieter pastures.
What if you moved here and then...
Just another Young Jock fan.
Another.
Young Jock himself is now living next to you. Now it's his Young Jock practicing songs you never heard of.
My place now is like soundproof. I feel like it'll be a lot of riffraff now.
Yeah,
I like that. There I like go. When you get to an age when you can call people riffraff.
People playing music riffraff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I use that word to describe people at the movie theater.
All those people with time to play music.
Oh, yeah. No, I got a Micron when I saw Spider-Man. It was definitely some riffraff out there.
See?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I missed the Arclight. Because it weeded out the riffraff. Because mm-hmm. the ticket prices were a little too expensive for the riffraff.
So stupid. They could be rich riffraff, too.
Nah.
Rich people doing some crazy stuff in their house.
Nah. That's not
a rich rapper named Riff Raff.
Oh,
there
yeah.
is?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That's a good fact.
You're like, oh, okay.
Now, Rob, before we move on.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. We got a question for you. Do you have time to hang around for one more segment?
Sure.
All right, cool. Sounds good. We'll get right to it after the break.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, and we are back. This next segment we are going to do is called What Happens in Florida. You can guess what it's about. This post reads, Florida daycare writes on a child's tummy to remind its mother to bring diapers. Heather Chisholm posted photos of her son online after she found the Sanibel Island Daycare's message on the boy's tummy.
Chisholm, a single mother, said the daycare usually puts a daily report in her children's lunchboxes, detailing her son or daughter's behavior and whether they need additional wipes or diapers.
But while changing Milo's diaper, she noticed the words, Mom, I'm out of diapers, written in magic marker.
In the very worst case scenario, I can't see anything other than the diapers needing to be written, wrote Chisholm. Why a big, long message needed to be written across my son's stomach is beyond me.
The mom also said it isn't the first time the daycare has written on her son's body, claiming in her post that it happened again several months ago.
Florida, get it together.
That's just inappropriate.
It is inappropriate, but I do like how she wasn't necessarily mad that you wrote on her kid's tummy.
She should have been.
She was mad of how
that's the problem.
How long the message was. She was like, I told you, keep the message to two words or less. Knee diapers.
I'm fine.
And you got to clean all that up.
Yeah.
If you write on the tummy a whole paragraph, now I got to scrub a paragraph
facts.
Off my child. That means they're not going to sleep.
Yeah, why are they writing it in first person?
Yeah.
Mom, I'm out of diapers. Like, we know you didn't write this. We know he didn't write this on exactly. his own stomach. You trying to be funny.
The person that does that, that's the same type of person that, like, when they see a dirty car, mm-hmm. they write, wash me
on it. Wash me on it. Mm-hmm. It is the same type of person. That's a personality for sure.
But instead of just writing "wash me," they're like, "To whom it may concern."
Yeah.
Your car is dirty. You didn't need all that.
Am I the only person that is outraged by this person writing on their child's stomach? Just put a note. You know what paper is, right? Mm-hmm. You know there's a phone. Yeah. You could call.
You could tell, too, like the daycare didn't start all by writing on the tummy. You know what I mean?
They didn't start. This is just out of frustration.
This is out of frustration of years of trying the post-it notes,
right,
trying to text, trying the calls, trying respect.
Yeah.
She wasn't getting it. And when they write on the belly.
Yeah, this wasn't plan A or B or
exactly.
C or
and
D.
And that's why she's not.
You're saying.
That's why she didn't bring it up.
Now, she needs to get the diapers because I feel like the next time it's going to be a Sharpie. It's not going to mm-hmm. be magic marker. It's going to be impermanent.
Yeah.
She might get that baby tatted.
Might get the baby tatted. Knee diaper,
yeah.
Right across the belly.
Yeah,
that's rude because you're not always going to be wearing diapers, so that's rude.
That would be messed
you
up.
Can't get at it.
Facts.
Yeah, maybe henna might be the next level.
I love that we're giving her options.
Right.
Have you mm-hmm. tried? Have you tried henna?
Have you tried being responsible?
The only thing that's constant is change and poop.
That's right. Rob,
thank you
so much for joining us, man. You were great.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Y'all are some amazing people. I didn't even know y'all knew each other. I never
what?
Seen y'all in the same room, but I'm glad.
That's because we're the same person.
Podcast together, you know what I'm saying? Like for real, trying to do candy. Yeah. Appreciate y'all having me for real.
No doubt, man.
Of course.
Everybody out there, clap their hands for the host, man.
Clap their hands for the host.
Put your hands together.
Write it on your tummies how much you appreciate these
Everybody
co-hosts.
Everybody pull your tummy out right now.
Rob, where can that people find you on IG and all the social media?
On everything, I'm Rob Hayes, R-O-B-H-A-Z-E, except for Twitter. Rob Hayes on Twitter is a hater, so I'm Robert is the man. But if you want to add him and tell him to give me that handle, you can do that too.
No doubt. Make sure you guys check him out. Sneak this on BR Kicks. And download his comedy album, Hazelpedia.
Thanks, Rob. We love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Candace?
Jace?
Do you know I'm smiling from ear to ear? What do you?
I can take a wild guess.
I could take a guess of your guess, and I'm sure you're right. I need all my nosy neighbors that are listening to knock on your neighbor's door. Yeah, knock on his door. Don't even say nothing. Just grab his hand or her hand and walk them across the street right into your home. And I want you to take off your neighbor's socks and put some strawberry jam on their toes and start massaging it and get ready for what you're going to be
like. I'm like, is Chinadu's fetish coming out right now in the middle of the...
Get ready for what you be by a neighbor. This post reads, a neighbor sends a note about a man's music that's the opposite of a noise complaint. A man who claimed he received a note informing him that someone living in close proximity, quote, would like to discuss your music, uploaded the surprising photo online with the caption, just got the opposite of a noise complaint, left me a cold course like too.
Apparently, the neighbor was really impressed with his music choices.
The note reads, dear neighbor, I live next door and I would like to discuss your music. One, turn it the fuck up. I'm not joking. You play good shit.
And two, tell me what songs you're playing. I need that shit for my playlist. Three, I'm not being ironic or anything. I've really enjoyed the music you've played since you moved in.
Sincerely, Todd, the male part of the couple next door. Send me some songs.
Underneath, a handwritten addition says, no joke, good music.
I love this.
I love it as well. There's an image there of the actual letter.
Of
you can see it.
Note.
Yeah.
This is dope. This is a good neighbor. This is what being a good neighbor is all about.
I know for a fact that I play some good music and I would love for a neighbor to come by.
And acknowledge your choices.
Yes. And be like, what was that? I would love for a neighbor to be outside shazamming when they hear something, shazamming through mm-hmm. my door because I know it's good.
Yeah, here's a funny part too. This is a great way also to get a person to turn the music down.
First, oh, it's like reverse psychology.
It's reverse psychology. Mm-hmm. Love your music. What are your choices?
Yeah.
You know, oh, that's great, man. What are you into? Oh, me, I'm actually an accountant. Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah, I'm a student. Yeah. And usually, I'm a student. It's really hard. Oh, how's that? Yeah, I'm going in studying for psychology. I study Tuesday through Wednesdays. And it's really hard to fucking study when your music is really loud. So although I love your choices, bro, you can turn it down from Tuesday to Thursdays.
That'd be great. Greatly appreciate it.
He was like, yeah.
It's always just comes, I think, second nature to get annoyed by something. But if you take the time, because I think initially, too, if you're hearing loud music, your gut response is being annoyed, right? You're like, right. why are you playing it? But if you took the time to just relax for a second, you're like,
oh, my God.
Enjoy it.
Is that guapole?
Yeah. I was just listening. I kid you not. I was listening to guapole on the way here.
Well, shout out to guapole.
Shout out to guapole. Where's she been?
Man, I go Spotify guapole right now. That's G-O-A-P-E-L-E. She was like, oh, my God. What was he listening to this podcast? She was like, just explodes. Oh, what? Wait, what? Like, did that just happen? We love you, guapole.
We love you, guapole.
Guapole. I have some good music choices, too. I think my neighbors really enjoy. Because I've been in an apartment where I was blasting music.
Yeah.
And never had complaints.
I'm telling you, if you're a good DJ. You're not going to get complaints.
I'm a great neighbor DJ.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because I set the tone. It's not like interrupt your day music. It's like cool, chill hip hop vibes behind.
Background music so that you can carry on if you're cleaning, if you're studying.
And I could kind of gauge my neighbor's taste too. I'll throw some soft rock in there.
Mix it up a little bit. Yeah, give some variety. 70,
some blues.
Yes. You don't know
what's going to come out from Chinadu DJ's house. That's how I announce myself. Let them know it's coming.
Next thing you know, you have a line of people outside with Molly.
Oh, my door. We were just grooving.
How much you get in? How much is the cover?
Right. Wow, Candace, we had a good time.
I would say a phenomenal time, actually.
One of the best. I put it top 30 easily.
Oh, yeah. This was definitely... Definitely top 50.
Candace, where can the people find you?
They can find me on social media at Jokes by Candace.
That's right.
And where can they find you, Chinadu?
You can find me at Chinadu Unaka, Chin-E-D-U-U-N-A-K-A. Also, Candace, what did you learn today?
Oh.
That's most important. Can't skip the lesson, because every day is a chance to better yourself.
I learned that if you have a home invasion of snakes, the best way is to not smoke them out. I mean, I would try probably any other way.
Right.
But then to set your own house on fire.
100%, because setting your own home on fire to solve any kind of problem
just seems counterproductive.
It just seems so counterproductive, you know?
What did you learn, Chinadu?
What did I learn today? I learned that if a neighbor tells you to turn down your music, not only are they saying you being rude, but they're also saying you have a bad taste in music. And here's the thing. A bad DJ isn't necessarily playing bad music. They're playing good music at wrong times.
Wrong times or in the wrong order.
The wrong order, exactly.
The organization of the playlist is very important. You can't play 4 songs from the same artist in a row.
Yeah.
I don't care how good the songs are.
Period.
It's unacceptable.
Sometimes you're not playing the song long enough. You're skipping songs after every 10 seconds.
Yeah,
you just got to the good part.
You got to let it breathe.
Are you playing it too long?
Yeah.
How do you play the 4th verse? How did we get here? You're like, didn't old girl turn to a monster already? Is it Thriller? I think Michael full turn by now. He's a full wolf. How did we get here?
How did we get here?
At the club.
Should have been done 45
should have been moved on.
Seconds ago.
This is the 10th Lil Jon song.
What?
My ear canals are bleeding. Nosy Neighbors comes out every Thursday, only on Spotify. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. Nosy Neighbors with me, Chinadu Unaka.
And me, Candace Thompson.
Is a Spotify original podcast. We executive produce the show. Thank you to our lead producer, Allison Johnson, and our producer, Kelly Cow. Matthew Shilleli edits the show. Cornelia Strabick does writing and research for us. Our executive producer from Spotify is Gina Dalbeck. And special thanks to Robert Adler, Dan Behar, Casey Simonson, and Courtney Gilbert. Make sure to follow Nosy Neighbors only on Spotify.